Every time you've been told a lie, just know that the truth will always come out in the end, and the truth will always succeed.
Thank you. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Things You Can't Touch. This is the only podcast where philosophy meets the real world. And in celebration of the International Day of Education, today's guest is a 10-year-old who doesn't take the world around her for granted. She doesn't like sports, but her favorite subject is art, even if others don't agree. And she believes that if some things seem like they don't matter, they should always be recognized, even if nothing can be done about them. She knows that things are not always as they seem, but she appreciates what they may be at first. Join us as we touch on the stuff you can't quite put your finger on, but won't stop thinking about. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I'm feeling quite good.
Okay. Are you scared about your question?
Yeah.
Okay, don't be scared, don't worry. I'm going to ask you the question and then just answer it however you choose, wherever your brain takes you, and then we'll just unpack it together. Yeah? Okay, cool. This is the question. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you sure? Okay. Your question is, what is truth? Just say what you think.
I think that truth, it's a bit like, sometimes, it's a bit like what people have their own opinion on.
Okay. Anything else?
And, like, when people have their opinion on it, some people agree and some people don't.
Yeah.
So that's why truth is, like, a wide variety of things.
Yeah. You know, that's what I was actually going to talk about. I don't know if I agree with that, but let me explain. So in philosophy, there's something called objective and subjective. Do you know what that means, or should I explain?
Please explain.
Okay, if something is objective, that means that it's true and no one can have an opinion about it. You're like, it can't change because it's a fact. Yeah, hold on to that. And then if it's subjective is what you just explained. So it's like, people can have different opinions about it because it's subjective. So if I were to say, what's your favourite colour?
Maybe blue.
Yeah, and I say my favourite colour is pink. That is not an objective fact. That's subjective because you have your opinion and I have my opinion. But I think that truth is objective. I think people shouldn't have their opinion on what the truth is. But we can go on to explore that further. After I said that, what does that make you think?
It makes me think that possibly,
mm-hmm.
truth is objective,
mm-hmm.
but really, what makes it so objective is a bit about people's opinions on it, because...
What makes it subjective?
What makes it objective?
Okay, it's about people's opinions. Okay, go on.
And this is because when people have their opinions,
mm-hmm.
usually... they decide who is right,
mm-hmm.
and whoever is right,
mm.
is usually the truth.
Okay, so that's why. So, okay. So, an objective truth first comes from somebody's opinion. I think I actually like that. Okay, we'll hold on to that. That's cool. Now, I have 3 questions about how truth affects different things in the world. So, do you know what politics is?
Not really.
Politics is like who's leading the country, and like who's the government, who's leading the country, who's leading a group of people. So you know how there's like elections,
yeah.
on the television? Yeah. So how does the truth affect politics? If you think about it, politics is about, like, let's think about it like being a king and queen. Yeah. So if the king and the queen told the truth to the people, how does that affect people? And if the king and the queen told, like, lies to people, how would that affect society?
So if the king and the queen, for example, told the truth to the people,
mm-hmm.
then it would affect them, because if the truth is told,
yeah.
then that's really what's happening in the world, and people really mm-hmm. want to know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really want to be tricked. So when the truth is told, they know how to act about it,
mm-hmm.
and they know what to do. So maybe, perhaps, people are watching from their TV, and then they see the king and queen just telling them all about the truth of what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start deciding amongst themselves, like, what they should now do about that.
Yeah. So wait, were you going to keep saying something?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, so how does that have an impact on society if they tell the truth and if they don't? In terms of, like, would you trust someone if they continually tell you a lie? And also, how would you know if they're lying to you? Like, how would you know if they're the king and queen? Because they're in authority, so surely you should just believe everything that they say.
If they're lying to you,
mm-hmm.
you will know, because eventually the truth comes out, mm-hmm. and then you figure out what's happening. Because a lie can't be told forever, because mm-hmm. the truth must always be spoken.
I think I agree with you. I think I agree. So in politics, even, because this happens all the time, people lie, but then the truth always comes, like, it always surfaces. So I agree. The next one is, how does the truth affect science and healthcare? So, like, you know what science is, a bit, more or less what science is. And in healthcare, you know, if you go to the hospital, if you go to the doctors, you expect them to tell you the truth about your situation, right? So if they tell the truth and if they lie, how does that have an impact on your life?
If they tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
then you can know what you can do to maybe make yourself feel better,
mm-hmm.
because they would have helped you out and they would have told you what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And life would be easier for you, because then you would know what you can do to help yourself.
Yeah.
But if they were to tell a lie, it might be a really bad situation, because perhaps maybe if it was like medication,
mm-hmm.
then it wouldn't really be good for you if it was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have a bad effect on you.
Okay. So that's why it's important to tell the truth when it comes to healthcare and science, because it has effects on people's lives, basically. Okay, cool. The last one, I think this is the one that we're going to talk about the most, is morality. Do you know what morality is?
No.
Morality is just another way to say good and bad. So, how does the truth affect being a good person? So, to you, is it okay to tell the truth? Is it okay to not tell the truth in order to be a good person?
In order to be a good person,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to tell the truth. It's good to tell the truth, because people want to hear the truth, especially when it depends on what they have to do
mm-hmm.
to also be a good person.
Okay.
And it sometimes depends on maybe not only what they have to do, but mm-hmm. maybe it's about what they want to hear, the truth. So they continue to listen to you. And being a good person is not only just telling people the truth, but also showing that you're truthful.
Okay, so there has to be an element of consistency in order to be a good person. So if I just told the truth once in my entire life, I don't count as being a good person.
You might count as being a good person, but it won't count as much as if you're consistent.
Okay, so I can be a good person temporarily. I'm not a truthful person. I just told the truth once.
You might still be truthful if you're not consistent,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it depends on what you do after that.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell a lot of lies after that, you won't really be considered a truthful person, because the lies are more than the one truth you told.
So it's quantitative. It's about the numbers, is what you're saying, in order to decide if you're a good person.
Not always.
Okay, so when is it not about the numbers?
Sometimes it's about how great the truth you told is. Because if you told a really big truth that helps a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and just a few lies that doesn't really harm anyone,
mm.
then you would be a bit more of a truthful person because of what a big effect the truth had.
Okay, so the quality of the truth, how good the truth was. Yeah. Basically, we're talking about, okay, cool. I think I like that. So I think that makes me think about the next question, because what you said basically allows me to conclude that in order to be a good person, you have to tell the truth as often as possible. basically. Obviously, there are some anomalies, there are some outliers, as you mentioned. There are some instances where you can tell a bigger truth than usual. Yeah. So now I want to ask you, do you owe anybody the truth?
Sometimes you might owe someone the truth.
Okay.
And this might be because of something nice they might have done for you, something mm-hmm. helpful in your life. Mm-hmm. And when they want the same help back, mm-hmm. or maybe something different,
yeah.
you now owe them the truth because you can't really tell them lies after what they've done for you.
Okay.
So you have to tell them the truth about that situation so you can help them. Because the truth will only help them, not lies.
Okay. I have a question after you said that. What if someone hasn't done anything for you at all, but they still want the truth from you? Do you owe them the truth?
You still owe them the truth. Okay. Because that's being a good person. And we always aim towards being a good person.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, just even if you don't know them before, even if they haven't even done anything for you, you still owe them the truth. What if they've hurt you?
You still owe them the truth.
Wow. That's really inspirational because some people will say no. So you should tell everyone the truth all the time, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, is there some people that you should tell more of the truth to? Because I put three categories here. So your family, your friends, and strangers, who should you tell the truth to?
So perhaps strangers. Okay. Maybe perhaps if they're asking for a direction to go because
yeah.
they might be lost.
Yeah.
You should tell them the truth because mm-hmm. it is the right thing to do
mm-hmm.
because it's not good if they continue to be lost.
Yeah. And then what about your family and your friends? Should you tell them the truth?
You should also tell them the truth because even though you know them, it doesn't mean you can be playing around with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell them what's right because the truth can help them with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps if it's your family,
mm-hmm.
They might be looking for something in the house,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to tell them the truth of where it is, especially if you have something to do with it.
Okay. Now, that brings me on to the next thing, which is, have you heard of a white lie? What do you think a white lie is?
I think a white lie is something that's not very harmful.
Like when you tell a lie and like it's not harmful or you actually think it helps someone. That's what a white lie is. So you're basically on the right lines. So do you think it's okay to tell a white lie?
In some cases, yes.
Okay. But that's different to what you were saying before, because before you said you should always tell the truth.
Sometimes if you think a white lie is helping someone, then it could be because then maybe they actually need the extra help because they want to know whether to do something or not, and a white lie could help them because you might think of something
mm-hmm.
that could perhaps help them, and then after from that they learn what they should be doing in life when they have that kind of situation.
Okay, so are white lies good?
Not all white lies.
Do you want to expand on that? Yes, go ahead.
Some white lies are not good because when you think that you're doing something right for mm-hmm. someone else, you might actually be ruining their chance of achieving something
mm-hmm.
because perhaps you thought what they were doing was wrong before
mm-hmm.
but you didn't understand, or you only thought about yourself
mm-hmm.
so you were thinking that if they were to do it the other way they'll be right.
Do you have an example?
So if someone maybe likes something that they've done,
mm-hmm.
perhaps a drawing,
okay,
and yeah. then you don't really like what you've seen,
yeah,
you think they should draw something else that
mm-hmm.
they would be better at.
Mm-hmm.
So you lie to them and tell them something someone said, the person who they wanted to impress with it, you tell them something someone said, that they don't like those kind of pictures, and trick them into drawing the kind of picture that they think would be better for them.
Okay, so that's an example of when a white lie is not good.
Because in the end, it might turn out to be a bad idea. Because what if the person who was going to see that picture actually liked the picture the person drew at the beginning?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, cool. I want to also ask you if telling the truth is the opposite of lying. Are they opposites?
Yeah.
Okay, why are they opposites?
They're opposites because when you tell the truth, maybe when you tell someone something is nice, and you tell them the truth because you really like it, it makes them feel proud of themselves. But if you like it and then you tell someone it's not nice, they'll feel very upset after because maybe they worked really hard on it.
Okay.
And it's opposites because the impact it has on that person is the opposite impact it would have had.
Okay, so, okay, I think I understand the logic that you're using. By saying the impact that the truth has on someone, like, and looking at the opposite of the impact it has, it shows that, like, the opposite of the truth is a lie, basically. Okay, but I understand what you're saying. But
sometimes it doesn't go in the right direction that you wanted it. Mm-hmm. So a lie could turn into the truth, and the truth can turn into a lie.
Okay. Do you have an example?
Yeah.
Please give me an example. I need to understand that.
So maybe if you tell someone the truth, that you really like something they've done, and then it turns into a lie because in the end, they don't really like it themselves or you don't really like it because of something they've done to it, something they've added maybe. So it kind of turns into a lie because then the impact it has on the person is not different.
Okay. So they are opposites then?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I was thinking that maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a spectrum. You know, like a number line, because you see how there's 1 and then there's 10. 10 is not necessarily the opposite of 1, right? But like, they are on the same spectrum. So I was thinking maybe truth is at one end and lying is at the other end. So they're part of the same thing, but you can do them in different intensities. Do you understand what I mean? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
You don't have to agree. You can tell me if you don't agree.
I do agree.
You do agree. So do you still think that they're opposites? Can they still be opposites if they're on a spectrum?
They can still be opposites because there is a line between a lie and the truth. So in the middle, there's a line where the lies begin and where, and then how it intensifies the more it gets to the end.
I think I agree with you. Yeah. I think I agree. So there's like a line in between where it starts becoming a lie. And so therefore, that's a lie and that side is the truth. So that's the opposite. Okay, good. Now, let's do like a hypothetical situation. If we're in like a random world and in this world, everybody told the truth all the time, is that good? Is it bad? And like, what would that type of world look like?
The world could be chaotic, even though it's a world of total truth.
Okay.
Because when you tell the truth probably doesn't always have a good impact on someone. Because even though when you tell the truth, people are happy, some people, because they want to know the truth.
Yeah.
But other people would get angry because maybe the truth wasn't nice. They didn't want to know the truth.
Yeah.
So they'll be thinking maybe something bad they can do in return to them for telling them the truth because they didn't really like it.
Yeah.
So that's how it could be chaotic because everyone would always be telling the truth.
Yeah.
Because I guess there's a reason why there are lies. Some lies are actually okay to make people feel good about themselves.
Okay. What if people just like... I don't think we should go as extreme as saying some lies are okay, even though we already acknowledge that you can tell some white lies. I think it's more so that people should pick and choose what truth they decide to tell. Because if, like, I don't like your hoodie, for example, I love it, though, I like your hoodie. But if I don't like it, I can keep that truth to myself. Do you see what I mean? I don't have to say it. So maybe, like, a better world will be one where everyone tells the truth, but people, like, pick and choose what truth they're telling. Yeah. Okay, cool. Now, what if it's the opposite? What if we now live in a world where everybody just told lies? Well, actually, not lies, but if everyone just didn't tell the truth all the time. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're lying. They're just not telling the truth.
If people weren't telling the truth, then I don't really think that would be a good world. Mm-hmm. Because we still need the truth, even if some white lines are still fine.
Mm-hmm.
We still need the truth. So perhaps maybe if it was not a truthful world and someone asked if something is nice,
mm-hmm.
and you tell them it's okay, it's a bit like they're confused whether it's nice or not.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no expression on their face, and maybe they go away not feeling proud of themselves and not feeling bad. Mm-hmm. But that can't necessarily be a good thing, because then in the end they won't know what they're good at.
Yeah.
And they won't know what they're not so good at.
It's not constructive in that case. Okay, cool. You're now tuned into the Things You Can't Touch podcast. Make sure to like, comment and subscribe. And remember, this is a philosophy podcast. I have two other questions. Is truth universal, or does it change across societies? Does that question make sense? Or should I explain it?
Please explain.
Is the truth the same everywhere, or does it change? So, like, is the truth the same in this country, and the same in Australia, and the same in Spain, and the same in Japan, and the same in the USA? Is it the same?
Perhaps not.
Okay.
Why? Because in different countries, mm-hmm. there are probably different things you can do and different things you can't do.
Okay.
So perhaps, for example, in this country, maybe you weren't allowed to do something. And in another country, you are allowed to do it.
Okay.
So in this country, you can say, yes, you can do that thing, because you can.
And that's true.
Yes.
Right.
But you go to a different country and someone asks if they can do it and you say they can, even though they can't, because
that wouldn't be true.
It's not true.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So the truth can sometimes be dependent on, like, the specific society and the laws and rules within that society. Yeah. Okay, but I think that's more focused on, like, actual tangible things. What if we talk about things like beauty, for example? Beauty is something that can be the same everywhere, right? So is beauty something that is true everywhere? Or things like beauty that are not necessarily laws or rules?
So beauty can be true everywhere,
mm-hmm.
because even if you were to do things to make your face look different, for example, that's not actually how you look.
Wow.
Because how you first looked in the first place is how you look no matter what you do to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So beauty is the same because your face will always be the same.
Okay.
Because even if you were to do anything to it,
okay,
you would feel the same.
Okay, so you're focusing on beauty as, like, for the individual then? Yes, as opposed to, like, a group of people, because people look different, right? So how do you know that all of them are beautiful?
You know that all of them are beautiful because if someone is beautiful, it shows in what they do.
Okay.
If someone is beautiful, they're very kind to you, mm-hmm. and they tell the truth to you,
mm-hmm.
and they're very loving and caring,
mm-hmm.
but If someone is not very beautiful, it also shows in how they act, because they're not very kind to you, and it's as if they don't really care about you either.
Okay. So beauty is about your character as opposed to how you look?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? So when is it not?
When it's not, it's like if someone thinks they're not beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe they put on lots of makeup mm-hmm. to make themselves look beautiful,
mm-hmm.
it people think that they're really beautiful, and then after when they talk to them, the way they are is not how they may seem.
Okay, so some people, you might look beautiful, but your character is not beautiful. Okay, I understand. Now, this is another one of the other questions of the other things before we move on to a game that we're going to play. Can something be true if nobody believes it?
Something can be true if nobody believes it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is always there. It can't go. Lies can, because they're not what's true.
Okay.
The truth is always there. So if someone speaks the truth,
mm-hmm.
and then no one believes it,
mm-hmm.
and then they even make that person who spoke the truth not believe it as well,
mm-hmm.
then the truth will still be there because it's true.
Okay.
Even if nobody believes it.
Yeah. So the truth is objective. If we go back to the word that we were using before. So the truth is just the truth, whether or not, like, people accept it or not. That's basically what you're saying. And then you said that lies... Okay, because you said something else, but I want to see what you mean by that. So if I ask the same question about lies, are lies still lies if no one believes it?
Lies are still lies if no one believes it.
Okay.
But lies can't always be there, because lies do not really mean something,
mm-hmm.
because it's not true. So
okay.
if no one believes a lie that's been spoken,
mm-hmm.
then it might even disappear, because maybe in the future someone discovers the truth,
mm-hmm.
and they realize that the lie was just a lie. So okay. then the lie fades away, and then the truth is uncovered.
Okay, I think I understand what you mean. That's actually a very interesting way to think about it. And I was also about it like that. Like, a lie is temporary. So a lie is dependent on whether people believe it. Because if no one believes a lie anymore, then the lie literally, like, doesn't exist. But the truth is something that will always exist, is basically what you're saying. I like that a lot, I think. Yes. Ready to play a game? Okay, cool. I have two games. I think one is like a thought experiment, and the other one is just, it's called a paradox. Do you know what a paradox is?
Nah.
Okay. A paradox is like something where, like, you can't escape it because it's seemingly true and false at the same time. That's what a paradox is. Let me read it to you and then you'll understand. So, somebody says... that, no, okay, I'm saying this, okay, I am a liar, okay, we're in the game now, I'm a liar, I'm a big fat liar, okay, and I'm telling you, this statement that I'm making right now is false, finish, is that statement true or false?
The statement
mm-hmm.
is false.
Why?
Because if you're a liar like you said you are.
Yeah. Yes.
Then you're a liar.
Okay.
But if you were a truthful person that you're saying this.
Yeah.
Then that would make you a liar. Because... Okay. You just told a lie because you're a truthful person.
Okay. Can we just look at the statement again, though? If you look at the statement, it says, this statement is false. So if I am a liar and I say this statement is false and you say that the statement is false, then surely it has to be true because I'm telling the
truth. I understand it now.
How am I still a liar if I'm telling the truth? Do you see?
You told the truth because you said the statement was a lie,
uh-huh,
and then you told the lie.
Okay.
Which means...
it's true? Is it true? But I said it's false. You can't laugh. I said it's false, so surely it's false. And I'm a liar. So, like, I'm a known liar.
Well, you just said it was true.
But I'm saying we have to go back and forth and discuss it and see which one's which. How do you determine what it is? Should the focus be on what the statement is in and of itself, or should the focus be on the fact that I am a liar?
It should be both.
Okay, so how does that work?
Because if we focus on the statement you mm-hmm. made and the fact that you're a liar,
mm-hmm.
then we can basically compare it to see whether you're a liar or not.
Okay, comparing the statement to the fact that I'm a liar. That's why both of them are necessary to finding out the response to the question, whether I'm a liar or not. Okay, so let's do that now. Just one more time, so that we can see what conclusion we're going to come to. If we can come to a conclusion, because as I said, it's a paradox, it might be difficult. There's probably no answer, or there is an answer. Let's find out. We'll see your line of reasoning. So, as a liar, I say this statement is false. Let's say that the statement is false.
Okay.
What's the problem with that?
Did you say...
as a liar, I say the statement is false. If the statement is false, what's the problem with that?
If as a liar you say the statement is false,
mm.
and then you say if the statement is false, what's the problem with that?
Yeah.
Then it could be that it's hard because you're telling the truth, saying exactly. that you're a liar, exactly. but you're a liar telling the truth.
Wow. Do you see the problem with the paradox? Do you see the issue? And it's like, the truth is that this is probably the case all the time, because sometimes people flicker between being a liar and being a truth teller. So it's difficult to know whether they are telling the truth or whether they're not telling the truth. It's hard. Because even if we say, okay, this is a liar, and the liar is saying this statement is false, and that's actually true, then surely they're not a liar, right?
But if they're telling the truth, and they're saying that the statement they're about to say is a lie,
mm-hmm.
then it means that they tell the truth, because...
okay.
They said that the statement they were going to say is a lie, which means they're not a liar, okay. because they told us that it was going to be a lie. So they want us to know that it's the truth.
I think that's where I was going to go after. Maybe we should question the concept of the liar, like who is the liar? And just because somebody is a liar, does that mean that every single thing that comes out of their mouth is a lie? And how do we know?
We know whether that's true because when people tell a lie,
mm-hmm.
like I said before, the truth always comes out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So people always figure out what the truth is and whether it's a lie or not.
Okay, cool. I'm going to release you now because the paradox has been shocking. So I'm going to leave you alone. We're going to play the next game, which is a thought experiment. And then we're going to move on to the final questions. And then you're not going to have to talk about the truth anymore. Okay. This is the scenario. What would you do if you existed in a society where everyone was forced to wear a pair of glasses that made things that seemed true actually false and false things true?
If I was in that society...
yeah, and you had to wear those glasses, what would you do?
I would think that any true thing someone said to me, I would think it's a lie. So that mm-hmm. means I should think the opposite of what it seems.
Okay. I think my next question is... Okay, I have two questions. I'm going to start with the second one. I think it makes more sense. So you saying that you are going to try your hardest to find out what the truth is, that suggests that the truth is good and the truth is important. Why?
The truth is good and the truth is important because the truth is always right, the right thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so probably in one case, the truth might not be the right thing though, mm-hmm. but the truth is always what's true though. Because if the truth isn't the right thing, someone could have done something bad, which isn't the right thing.
Yeah.
But telling someone else that someone did that is still true.
True. They still did that.
Yeah.
It's still the case, even though what they did is not great. Okay. So the truth is important simply, like, for the sake of knowing.
And the truth is usually informative, telling you about what's happened.
Okay. And people need to just, like, yeah, people need to just know. It's important for people to know, otherwise they'll be, what's the word, like, deluded their entire life. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with living a whole life, like, believing everything that's true is actually false, and everything that's false is actually true? What's wrong with that if that's how you just live your whole life anyway?
What's wrong is that is, even though, if everyone around you thinks the same as you, because that's also what happens to them, then you would probably think it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you always have to know the truth.
Okay. But, okay, so what if, okay, what I'm gonna, the question I'm trying to ask you is, doesn't, okay, if you live that life that whole time, doesn't that make everything true false and everything false true? And so those things are just true and false and not the opposite. Does that make sense? Yeah.
It doesn't make everything true, false, and everything false true, because the truth is the truth and a lie is a lie.
Mm.
So if you think about it, the truth, it always remains and a lie doesn't. But even though a lie didn't remain, it doesn't mean it was never told in the first place.
Yeah.
So, if something is a lie, you still must know that that's not the truth. And you still must know that the truth isn't a lie. Because things don't always, aren't always what they seem. But in the end, you always need to find out what's right.
Okay, these are the final questions before we wrap it up. And then, that'll be it. You would have answered the question already. Okay, great. The first question is, how do you know what is true?
How you know what is true is that perhaps eventually you might figure it out for yourself. That
how?
But you'll know it's true because whatever is true happens naturally. So
okay.
If it's true, what happened will have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't believe it's true, you can know that it's true by just believing. But it doesn't mean you believe something so easily, because that might even mean you're believing a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sure of what you're believing, and but not know for a certain that it's that, because you could possibly be thinking the wrong thing.
Okay, so truth is about belief.
Not fully. You also have to be smart with it, because you have to know what you're believing. You have to be sure you know it.
Okay.
Because sometimes there's just no way of telling, because you don't really know. You've heard it on the news, maybe. But that could have not even happened, because how it was found out on the news, the person who found it out, they believed it much too easily. So it could be a lie that they found out.
So in order to know the truth, you just have to always, like, question what you know.
Sometimes, yeah.
In order to know it. So it's not just about what you believe, because sometimes what you believe is not even the truth. You have to be smart with it. Basically. Yeah. Okay. And the final question is, do we have to know the truth about everything?
Sometimes you might not want to know the truth because the truth might not be so nice because you don't want to know.
Yes.
Possibly if someone says something nice to you and you know that they are possibly lying, but you don't really want to know the truth because it would just make you upset and then it'll just not make you feel as confident as you felt before, and you want to stay confident. So even if you keep questioning yourself, you just might not want to know the truth.
Okay, so there are some truths that we can just live life without, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Some truths, but most truths, it's best that we know.
Okay, how do you differentiate the two? Because I feel like I understand what you mean by it's about how you feel. But I don't think your feelings should matter all the time, if that makes sense. Sometimes, even if you feel sad, you still have to know the truth. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else to say before we close?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to say something to the people before we end?
Before we end, I would just like to say that to know the truth, you've got to be sure about yourself and don't believe things too easily. And every time you've been told a lie, just know that the truth will always come out in the end and the truth will always succeed.
Thank you. Thank you guys for watching this episode of The Things You Can't Touch. I hope you enjoyed the conversation about truth. Did you enjoy the conversation about truth?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you actually? Okay, when you go back to school, go and ask your friends about truth. Maybe we'll have another conversation about this in the future, but we'll see. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to tune into the next episode. See you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.